This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. I'm joined by Scott Worden, who has been to Afghanistan for the recent elections, and you've also been there for the previous elections, so add a little insight and analysis for us. First of all, just recently, this is September 18th that the parliamentary elections happened. By October 20th, we hear that almost a quarter of them are going to be declared fraudulent and discounted. How different is that from the previous one? Have we gotten better, worse, or does it depend on what you're measuring?
Well, it depends on what you're measuring. The number of ballots that are being invalidated by the IEC are roughly equivalent, actually, to the number of ballots that were invalidated in the 2009 election. There was about 1.3 million votes in 2009 that were thrown out from the presidential vote. So you have about an equal amount of fraud in terms of degree. I think the difference between this year and last year is how it's being handled. The fact that the IEC is the institution that has announced these invalidations and not certified them in the preliminary results is a good sign that they are being a watchdog and that they are catching fraud before it has an impact on the results.
If there was an upside here, it's that 2,500 candidates were running for 249 slots, and that there were actually quite a few places where I think they have got a, was it 68 or something, slots for women, but we actually had certain areas where women were, they'd beat out the male candidates.
That's true. One of those provinces is Nimroz, which is in the southwest of the country. There are two seats. One was reserved for a woman, and in the preliminary results, a woman won that seat and the male, or the general seat that usually goes to a man. So women did well there. They did well in several other provinces where they polled in among the top candidates. So I think that what you find is that, in fact, because of the quota system, certain parties or factions or groups did the math and then realized actually promoting a woman as our candidate gives us better odds to win. And the women had the backing of powerful figures within the province, and therefore they polled well.
So there have been more than 4,000 some complaints filed. There were still at least 150 attacks that the Taliban claimed responsibility for. How are we going to measure whether that's going to get any better?
Well, I think that really depends on circumstantial factors much beyond the elections. I think that the level of violence this year in terms of number of incidents was actually greater than last year. That perhaps is not surprising because the level of violence generally has increased over time. I think that really you cannot have free and fair elections, good, legitimate elections as a rule where half the country is involved in an insurgency. So this election was really trying to make do with the bad situation, trying to adhere to the electoral calendar, keep the electoral process moving. But really, overall, the security situation needs to improve. The political situation needs to improve before the level of violence is going to get much better for the elections.
And speaking of the political situation, in the last few days, we've had revelations and, well, admission and confirmation that Iran is sending literally bags of money to Hamid Karzai, and the president there saying also that the U.S. has been very aware about this. Does this add some sort of an unsettling amount of information to as they start to sort out the parliamentary elections?
Well, that was a strange admission. I think that the news is in that Karzai chose to declare that publicly and use it as some kind of message. I'm not sure what the message was. I think it doesn't come as a huge surprise that money is being received in the palace, either from Iran. There certainly have been reports about payments from the U.S. government to certain officials, payments from the CIA. I don't know what the truth is. I think that everybody is trying to play this game of winning influence in one way or another. All the regional countries are doing it. The problem is, how does this come to light? What is the purpose of playing one country off of another and playing, I guess, national fears among the neighbors and among the donors that are supporting Afghanistan off of one another? I think it sends a bad signal that it's not about the policy, it's really about patronage. And I think that's what needs to change.
And then some of the other comments that he made really kind of are very pointed against the Western contractors, and really just it seems unsettling to so many Western nations that have been trying to support this democratic evolution.
Yeah, I think there are two sides to this. There has been a problem consistently with how contracting is done by donor countries, and I think that the U.S. military in particular has reviewed their contracting practices and found that there are lapses where money is either going to insurgent hands or isn't being tracked. So there is a problem there that needs to be addressed. On the other hand, again, attacking that as the West sowing instability and doing it on purpose, I mean, that sends a very negative message to the publics in Europe and in the U.S. that, well, if Afghanistan doesn't appreciate our help, why are we giving it? I think there are good reasons for us to give that aid, and I think Karzai understands them. But again, there's a political game that's being played out in the media that's not constructive for either side.
Okay, Scott Worden, you went to Afghanistan with the National Democratic Institute as an election monitor,
right?
And your day job is with the
U.S. Institute of Peace.
All right, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.